Video: Biden trots out Disney star Olivia Rodrigo to promote coronavirus vaccines to young people. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 14, 2021. Joe Biden trotted out Disney Channel star and pop singer Olivia Rodrigo, who visited the White House on Wednesday to promote coronavirus vaccines to young people. The 18-year-old singer walked into the West Wing of the White House, addressed reporters, met with Biden and U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. "I am beyond honored and humbled to be here today to help spread the message about the importance of youth vaccination," said the driver's license singer, addressing the press on Wednesday. "I'm in awe of the work President Biden and Dr. Fauci have done, and was happy to help lend my support in this important initiative," she added. "It's important to have conversation with friends and family members, encouraging all communities to get vaccinated." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by President Joe Biden, at POTUS. On Tuesday, President Biden posted a photo of his younger self to Instagram, alongside the caption, "I know this young person would have gotten vaccinated, but we've got to get other young people protected as well. Who's willing to help? I'm in. See you tomorrow at the White House," Rodrigo responded. The push from Rodrigo comes after recent NBCLX/Morning Consult polling found that adults between 18 and 34 are the most likely generation to say they will either not get vaccinated, 23%, or don't yet know, 21%, with Gen Z adults, 18 to 23, particularly disinterested. During her White House visit, Rodrigo recorded videos, see above, urging young people to get vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus. The Disney star's White House visit comes as the Walt Disney Company remains silent about China's human rights abuses and its concentration camp for Uyghur Muslims in the northwestern Xinjiang region of the country, where detainees are beaten, raped, and forced to make products that are sold around the world, are forced to recite Communist Party propaganda. Disney has continued to make massive investments in China, specifically in its theme parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong, and continues to cater its films to China's massive, world-leading box office market. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, as Breitbart News has reported, destroyed evidence and covered up news about the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak in the early days of the pandemic. China bought up medical supplies, disappeared doctors willing to blow the whistle, censored news about the outbreak, lied to the World Health Organization, destroyed samples of the virus in laboratories, delaying the ability to manufacture a vaccine for the virus by refusing to offer samples of the virus to international scientists. Last month, Rodrigo was accused of stealing Courtney Love's album cover when some critics highlighted similarities between her 1994 Hole album art and the Sour Prom promo image recently used by Rodrigo, an allegation the young singer has denied. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.